We're talking about a very, very important Echad Migdol Yisrael, one of the real giants. We're talking about today and their particular perspective on the world of tshuva. We're talking about the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk. I want to give a very, very brief hakdama to who the Meshech Chachma was as far as what's relevant to this particular topic. The Chachma is unique in the following way. So, of course, there are a variety of, there are more makoros here if anybody wants. Of course, there are a variety of Gedol Yisrael who were very broad as far as the range of topics they talk about and the way in which they talk about them. So, the Ramban, as an example, what the Ramban can write a sefer on Chumash, in that sefer on Chumash can be a combination of Halacha, Lamdas, Parsha, Nod of Chumash, Machshava. He himself has Sfarim and Shas, he has Sfarim in the world of Machshava. Sfarim in the world of Halacha, but there were Gedol Yisrael who were able to hit a very wide range. There are also Gedol Yisrael that a minimum in terms of what we have is only their take in a particular area. So it's true that the Maharal, as an example, the Maharal was a great, you know, Lamdan and Halachist, whatever, how you even find the word Lamdan. And we do have certain Pesachim of the Maharal that sort of came down, but primarily our greatest access to the Maharal are in Sfarim of Machshava, Sfarim of Machshava. They're also Gedol Yisrael, that Kimat, the majority of what we have from them, is them in terms of the world of Halacha, or the world of Lamdas, and that's how it goes. The Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, with the Rav of Divinsk, the same time at the Ragachavra was there, the Rav Meir Simcha was an absolute giant, and part of what made him amazing was that we have his take on a very wide range of topics. We have Chidushim in Shas, some of his less famous Chidushim Rav Meir Simcha. We quote that sometimes in Sogev in Maman Achar Rov, a particular Mahalach of his, and that's sort of a certain idea in the world of Lamdas. We have a Sefer Or Sameach, which is how he's often referred to, the Or Sameach. He wrote, it's a Sefer on Rambam, the Sefer on Rambam. We also have a Sefer Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma is an absolutely amazing Sefer. Meshech Chachma is a Sefer on Chumash. It's a Sefer in Chumash where you get to see the way in which he was able to relate to a lot of different issues. Issues with the text of Chumash itself, a commentary on Chumash, using Chumash to derive some halachas in a very unique way. He seems to at times, quote unquote, make up certain drashas to darshan certain things, nipshat and Chumash. That maybe we'll talk about a different time. Paras Mishpatim, he does it many times, you know, even just there. There's a lot which he did. Relating to the world of Gedol Rishonim in the world of Machshava, there's a real lumdus. The implications for what he says are vast. Sefer Meshech Chachma is an amazing sefer. Happens not be the easiest sefer in the world in the world to learn, but there is an addition which makes it significantly smoother. Rav Kupperman, who was the head of Michlala, so Rav Kupperman did a lot of work putting out in the world of Parshanut, a lot of commentaries in Chumash. His son, I believe, has continued to do some of that within the Tziv. He put out an edition of Meshech Chachma, the four-volume edition of Meshech Chachma, where he has footnotes that explain and give background to what's in the Meshech Chachma. He helps explain certain ideas. He has a great mafteach, a great index in the back. But he put out all the Sfarno, put out a sefer we referenced in the first Tum of Atarash here, on Kavanas HaTorah. The Sfarno, he put out an edition of that. He's very good at taking a text, which is hard but excellent, and opening it up and making it a little bit more accessible. But we're going to focus more on the Meshech Chachma today than on the Or Sameach or anything else. I want to give a little bit of a hakdama. The Meshech Chachma is in Mitzavim and Vayelech, which is in 2 or 3 weeks from now. A lot of discussions that are relevant to the world of tshuva. We'll try to highlight an interesting idea and sort of be able to tap into a couple of different mahalchim of the Meshech Chachma, which give us some insight into the way that he perceived tshuva. Let's begin as follows. In Parshas Nitzavim, Dvarim Perek Lamed is often what's referred to as Parshas of Tshuva. That's where you have a lot of discussion about the mitzvah of Tshuva, albeit not always so clear what we're referring to. So it tells us certain things are going to happen. Vashivosa elev avecha, v'shafta ad Hashem elokecha, v'shav Hashem elokecha eshluscha v'rechamecha. There seems to be an idea here called Tshuva, found in the Pesukim. V'ata tashuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem, v'aziz kol mitzvosa. That a person should repent, a person should return. A person should come back. There in Dvarim Lamed Yud Aleph, we have an amazingly ambiguous pasuk. The Torah then says, "Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo neflesi mimcha v'lo rechokehi lo b'shamayim hilemor miyavu lanu b'hashamayimah It's kikar ve'lecha davar me'od b'ficha levavcha la'asosa. There is some mitzvah which is not beyond you. It's not in Shamayim. It's not me'ivra liyam. It's not really far away at sea. Rather, it's kikar ve'lecha davar me'od b'ficha levavcha la'asosa. It is not clear in Pasuk at all what the mitzvah is that we are referring to. When we say kiyam mitzvah hazos, nafka mina, if you sing the song kikar ve'lecha, and you're trying to figure out where your kavana should be, so what are we talking about? Like, what is close to us? Like, what are we saying? I don't know. So, in the Gemara and Eiruvin and Rashi, kiyam mitzvah hazos is a reference to Torah. And we're making a statement that Torah, as we know from the Gemara and Bava Metzia also, is lo b'shamayim. Torah is ours. It's ours to paskin. It's ours to deal with. We don't work as much with baskols and with nevuah, at least for many Mishonim. We don't use, no, Torah is kikar v'lecha davar ma'od. It's the ficha v'vav chala so-so. It's close to you and you can be successful. In the world of Torah, don't think it's too challenging. A person can't do it. It's there. It's there and a person can do it. That's the Gemara in Eiruvin. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That's Rashi. That's one mahalach. There is a second mahalach, the third mahalach also, but there is a second mahalach. This third mahalach is in the Ksav Kabbalah, I think. The second mahalach is what you find in the Ramban. It's what you find in the Torah, his commentary in Chumash. What you find in the Sefer called the Sefer Ikarim. Sefer Ikarim was written by Rav Yosef Albo, one of the great Rishonim. One of the great Rishonim. I remember when I was taking a Jewish history class when I was in college. It was a medieval Jewish history class. And it was known that the professor, if he remembered your name, so that you were in a better place as far as the class. If you knew who you were, so then you were, it was a good in with the professor. And there was one guy named Yosef Albo, I think was his name. And every time, he was professor speak a lot, but Sefer Ikarim, medieval Rishonim. So every time when he would take attendance, he'd be like Albo. He's like, that is a wonderful name. You know, so that guy was in, all because of that. So you have, so they all understand Kiyam Mitzvah Hazos. Look at the previous part of the Torah there. Torah was talking about tshuva. Kiyam mitzvah hazos is a reference to the mitzvah of tshuva. So writes the Ramban, v'anachon kiyav kol ha-Torah yomar, but al mitzvah hazos, al ha-tshuva ha-nizkeres. It's a reference to tshuva, v'ashivosa el vavecha, v'shavta ad Hashem al-techem. It's a mitzvah, v'yitzhava usanu la'atos kein. The mitzvah is what we're supposed to do. So the context of those psukim is tshuva. Comes along the Meshech Chachma, and the Meshech Chachma has a Ha'ara. It's a question in Psukim. He's going to have to use a read of the Rishonim for the context of it. He's going to then use a Yisod based on the Torah of the Gra, and based on some Rishonim, and based on the Gra, he's going to give a Pshat in Psukim, This is going to be Mahalach number one of the Meshech Chachma. Then we'll speak about what is the more famous piece of the Meshech Chachma about Tshuva, but he starts as follows. Here's a Kasha. The Torah has two psukim that are very, very similar. One is the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. The other is in the Tzavim, in Perek Lamed, right after this sugya. Parshas Re'eh, we're told, Re'eh ani nosi lefneichem hayom bracha uklala. I place in front of you bracha, blessing, and klala, a curse. People have that pasuk seems to confirm the idea that we all have b'chira chafsis. We get to choose our course, our track in life. There is a world of bracha and there is a world of klala. Wonders Meshech Chachma. How come, why is it that in Parsha Nitzavim we have a similar pasuk with a slightly different formulation? Rei nasati lefnechem hayom, sounds similar, I'm putting in front of you. Es hachayim ve'es hatov, es hamaves ve'es hara. We've now gotten more intense. Bracha and klala is one thing. Chayim and maves is significantly more intense. Bracha and curse, so a person can live their lives and there are more brachas. And sometimes there are klalas and it can be challenging. But if you live a life in which bracha means is chayim, you're alive, or bad choice, is maves, is terrible. So one is Meshech Chachma, what changed? How come initially our course of actions is bracha uklala, and then our course of action becomes much more serious, much more intense, of chayim and maves? Suggests the Meshech Chachma the following idea. It's a two-step idea. Step number one is that in between these two psukim, right before we get more intense with Chayim and Maves, we learn about the idea of tshuva. That's step one. In other words, we learned tshuva in between. Step two is the Yisod of the Gra. The Yisod of the Gra is found in Shnos Eliyahu in the end of Zrayim. Quoted in the Gra and the Perish and Avos in Perek Gimel. It's also quoted in Hagdama to the Shut based at Ephraim. If the Gra understood that there's the Gra, this is not good to know. One of the things the Gra did that was very unique was the Gra was into precise definitions of words, and that words that appear to be Stamish and Machlokes amongst the Parshim and Chumash, and not, but words that seem to be similar, synonyms, the Gra always maintained, each word has a very precise meaning. So the Gra spoke a lot about what's the difference between, as an example, a Melech and a Moshel. They're both leaders. Why is it Kilashem Hamelucha Umoshel Bagoyim? What's Melech and what's Moshel? The Gra spoke about the difference between Simcha and Sason. Gila, Rina, different terms all refer to something a little bit unique, says the Gra, if you define words well. So the Gra pointed out that there are two words that seem to be similar. Those words are Din and Cheshbon. In both cases, there's a form of judgment taking place. Din and Cheshbon. What exactly is the difference between Din and Cheshbon? So says the Gra, Din is for what you did that was wrong. A person sinned, there will be a din on that particular sin. Cheshbon, so cheshbon is we try to figure things out a little bit. We have engaged in a cheshbon, we try to assess. What's a cheshbon? Cheshbon is that a person can get punished also. It's a scary gra. A person can get punished also, not only for what they did wrong, but for the lost opportunity of what they could have done right during that time. That all the time that I spent engaging in an avera, I didn't just sin, but I also lost out on all the good things I could have done at that time. So when a person says the Gra, as an example, when a person speaks poorly about another person, I speak Lashon Hara about another person, I didn't just speak Lashon Hara, but I lost out on the opportunity to be Meromim that person, to speak better about that person, speak more positively about that person. I lost an opportunity. That's Din and Cheshbon. Says the Meshech Chachma the following idea. The existence of the mitzvah of tshuva alters the way that Hashem looks at our actions. If there is no mitzvah of tshuva, so a person messes up. I messed up one time. Now I did a mitzvah, person messed up. The existence of tshuva creates an unbelievable mechayiv. What's the unbelievable mechayiv that tshuva creates? What it means is like this. Now, the fact that I sinned 6 months ago isn't just that I sinned 6 months ago. Now I have an opportunity that I could fix that particular sin. That all the things that I did in the past, so now I have a way of fixing it. And if I don't fix it, so then what happens, says the Meshech Chachma, isn't just that I get a din for this the avera I did, but if the whole ball game shifts because I had an opportunity to change everything bad. Anything I did that was incorrect, I have the opportunity to now rectify, to now change, to alter, to uplift. I could change it all as a result. The cheshbon, I could alter everything. When a person doesn't do that, when a person doesn't take advantage of the mitzvah of tshuva, it puts them in a much worse spot than there was before. In that sense, Sefer Shachma, the way I would elaborate it's like this. The Ramchal writes in Seil Shasharim, in Bach and Chobos Halvavos, and elaborates on an idea like this as well. Tshuva is this unbelievable gift of Hashem. That a person messes up, a person made a mistake, and they have the opportunity to rectify that. A person can do it in a way which can radically transform their standing, Klapi and Rabbona Shalom. However, says Meshech Chachma, the gift of tshuva also means that one who doesn't take advantage of it has missed out on an opportunity. And the din and the cheshbon now is going to be very different because I could have fixed it all. And I didn't fix it all. There's an amazing opportunity I had to wipe everything clear, and I didn't. That makes it all much more egregious. Therefore, it's Meshech Chachma as follows. Initially, Hashem says, I give you Bechir and Chavshis, and you have two options. You could choose Chayim, you could choose Shara, you could choose Bracha, or you could choose Klala. But once he introduces the idea of Tshuva, once I know there's something called Tshuva, so the next Psukim, Hashem says, by the way, now you know what I placed in front of you? Chayim and Maves. Now you know what I placed in front of you? I put in front of you life or death. Because now that you can have the opportunity for tshuva, you got to make a choice. You're in or you're out. You're in or you're out. You're all in a certain sense, like this is yours. You want to choose to fix, to help, to rectify anything you've done. Chaim, you get the ultimate good. You will be given life. It's much more wonderful than just a certain bracha. Your whole life you're going to be able to get as a result if you take advantage of tshuva. It's this unbelievable gift. But there is a flip side of the mitzvah of tshuva. because you had the opportunity to fix it and you didn't fix it, and you didn't fix it, then that becomes all the more egregious. The mashal l'mahadavar domeh, the classic example, I don't know why this is so. I've never forgotten my anniversary. I don't think I've ever forgotten my wife's birthday. It is not that hard. It is not that challenging. We live in a world even of phone. You could set reminders to get a heads up that it's someone's birthday. It's like beyond negligence. Okay, fine. Let's say a guy forgets his anniversary. And let's say in his particular marriage, anniversary is like a really big deal. And for some reason, the contract of their marriage, not actual contract, no signed document, is that he has to remember and say it to her, and that she's always going to remember, and she's not allowed to say to him happy anniversary unless he says it to her first. Right? That seems to be the background of a lot of these kinds of interactions. Like, he has to initiate, you know, that. Okay, you live in a certain kind of scene, whatever it is. It is not that hard at all, again, to remember anniversary, November 22nd. Get it every time. It's fine. The only machlokas is whether we're no way good on Thanksgiving or not. Do Thanksgiving. So do you follow the Thanksgiving, or do you follow November 22nd? Okay, that's a question that my wife and I will tackle together, and we'll be okay. Now.
My birthday.
But let's say, yeah, that's a wonderful thing. Let's say that you have your, let's say that you have it like this. What happens if a guy forgets his anniversary? Mamish forgets his anniversary. And then his wife says, you know what? I'm willing to totally forgive you. All I need is that 1 week from now we go out to dinner together and we have a nice night. That's all I want. 1 week from now we're going to go out together and it's going to be great. And then that night he doesn't come home. That night he totally forgets about it. Comes home really late and she's like, he's like, what? So it's so much worse than missing the anniversary on itself. You missed the one item, that's called bracha uklala. When there's the opportunity to rectify it and you don't take advantage of it, that becomes all the more terrible. But the flip side is also true. That in the nature of the mitzvah of tshuva is that when you fix it, you really fix it. And when you fix it, you can save everything. And when you save everything, you're really good to go. It's a totally, totally different ballgame. It's an amazing chesed of Hashem. Part of the chesed is that if you mess up, so gevalt, you mess up. The din and the cheshbon becomes very, very different as a result. So that's one ha'ar minchaschina of mechachma. It's a good example of a pshat and psukim. He has a kash and psukim. He has the ability to bring in some rishonim that referring to mitzvah tshuva there. He has a grub, din v'cheshbon, to all explain how that's going to work. But there is a most famous mechachma about tshuva, and this is one that we're going to elaborate upon a little bit, because also it's an amazing combination of worlds of Torah that are there. Here he's bothered by psukim also. Mechachma begins, you know, there's like... Someone once wrote about Torah's Chassidus, that Chassidus is not an attempt at explaining Pesukim. Chassidus is an attempt at using Pesukim to tap into very true and very real ideas. So a guy quotes an idea in Torah's Chassidus, and someone says to him, that is not Pshat in the Pasuk. So the answer is, correct. It wasn't an attempt at saying Pshat in Pasuk. It was an attempt at giving Drush or Remez or something else. It's like a guy says over Kabbalah, and it's like, that's not Pshat. The answer is, I know, it's called Sod. Shot, Remez, Drash, and Sod. They're not all the same thing. It's like, it's often the response when someone says, that's not Pshat, the answer is correct. If I wanted to say Pshat, I would have said, here is like the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Like, this is what it is. Okay, that's not. Meshech Chachma really is often working off of the Pesukim themselves. Sometimes, you know, at least it's motivated by a particular Akasha. There are Pesukim in Parshas Vayelech. There are Pesukim in Parshas Vayelech. I don't have an English Hebrew chumash on them. So that would be fun translating. There's one there. You've asked me tomorrow. I just want to like make sure I translate things properly. Okay. So we're telling us as follows. B'chora apiv bo v'yom ahu. Ribbono Shel Olam is very upset at Klal Yisrael. V'azavtim. He leaves them. V'starti panai mehem. What's called Hester Panim. Ribbono Shel Olam engaged in which is called Hester Panim. What Hester Panim is will be a topic for... Oh, this is mine. Will be a topic for a different time. I have notes in here. Whoa, cool. Okay. No, no, it's a lot of Moran, it looks like. It's from a different era. I wonder when this is from.
Moran in Far.
This must be, I don't know. Okay. I don't even know anything I'm writing down there, so get them notes. Okay, so Torah says, the Ribbono Shel Olam says he's very upset at us. What's our response? V'amar v'yomahu. We're going to say on that day, Hello, Al ki ein Elokai bekirbi mitzauni haraos ha'ela. B'nei Yisrael is going to respond, and they're going to say, Baruch Hu is not with me. That's why this happened. That's why this happened. They're going to what appears to be engaged in a bit of a mitzvah of tshuva. They're going to engage in a bit of a mitzvah of tshuva. They're going to say, something is up. I'm not doing a good enough job. I'm going to touch upon him. What's Hashem's response? V'anochi haster astir. Sparkle is going to respond and give us a greater hester upon him. A greater hester upon him. The Mefarshim are bothered by these psukim. It seems to be a pasuk where Hashem rejects the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Where Hashem rejects the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Again, Hashem is leaving us, hester upon him. We say, oh my gosh, we messed up. Hashem's not with us. And what does Hashem do? He doubles down and says, V'anochi astir astir. I'm going to double down on the hester upon him, which is present. Mefarshim wonder why on some level there seems to be a rejection of tshuva. Mr. Kaufman says, Niskashu Rabin Baza, Milo Moel Tshuva. Why isn't there tshuva? Why isn't tshuva working here? So the Meshech Chachma, the Ramban Zakash, the Meshech Chachma develops a very important idea about the nature of the mitzvah of tshuva. Let's take a little bit of a step back. We'll give an overview of it. So we have about 2.5 minutes of an overview of the mitzvah of tshuva, and hopefully that can be good, like this. Is there a mitzvah of tshuva? So we quoted before, the Ramban, the Sefer Ha'ikarim, many Rishon Rabbeinu Yona and Shari Tshuva understand that there is a mitzvah to do tshuva. The source of that mitzvah to do tshuva from many Rishonim are the psukim and Parshas Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah hazos. The Rabbeinu Yona and Shari Tshuva claim that there is an extra mitzvah to do tshuva around Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Lifnei Hashem Kitaru, we have a special mitzvah to do tshuva on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Other Rishonim bepashtus assume the mitzvah of tshuva is all year round. And maybe there's a greater chiyuv in Rambam especially to do tshuva and Aseres Tshuva, but in general, the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam Shita is complicated because the Rambam counts a mitzvah certainly associated with tshuva, but it's not so clear if the Rambam thinks really tshuva is the mitzvah. The Rambam always emphasizes the mitzvah of vidoy when he speaks about the mitzvah of tshuva. The source for the Rambam for tshuva is not Parshas Nitzavim. The source for the Rambam in the mitzvah of tshuva is actually Parshas Naso. What's in Parshas Naso? A sugya called Gezel Hager. What's Gezel Hager? You steal from someone. But you don't just steal from anyone. You steal from a convert. You steal from a convert who has no halachic family. You are a jerk. You steal from a ger shnis gayer who has no halachic family. Then you know what happens? You realize, like, years later, you're like, I think I wanted to tshuva for this. Not a good guy. Not feeling it, you know, at all. Like, this week, I felt a real sense of kahuri tshuva this week. Because I was having tshuva at a wedding. The Masada Kedushin, Mashkiach Mir, I was next to Rabbi Tana Leibowitz at that time. And the Mashkiach was like, you know, people always said, Masada Kedushin always asked, whatever Edim are, did you have kahuri tshuva before? So Edim can be kosher. She was like, he's like, have kahuri tshuva? He said it with a big smile, but somehow it resonated, you know, like it really it hit me a little bit. I was like, okay, you know, do my hirui tshuva. So why don't you say, think about, did I ever steal from a convert who passed away? So like, what's my level, I guess, of rishus? So, not seltzer, I mean. evil rishus. So what do you do? What do you do? So the halacha is, there's no one you can return it to. Who am I going to return it to? Torah Mechadish, you can return it to a Kohen. In the context of that, Torah says you should do Vidor. You should confess your sin. You should confess your sin and return it to a Kohen. The Rambam says, that's the mitzvah of tshuva. Nakia mitzvah hazos, that's not the source. The source is Parshas Naso, the idea of Vidor. Parentheses, it's a beautiful vort in Torah Chassidus. It comes from the Ishbitzer, Tzadok has it also in Parshas Naso. What's the pshat? Why is it the makar for tshuva? Why is the makar of tshuva coming from Gezel Hager, from Vidor, of Gezel Hager? Says a great Rebbe Ishbitzer, says the following. If you would have thought there was someone that couldn't do tshuva, it would be this guy. He stole from a convert. Convert passed away. There's no one to return it to. He can't fix that at all. Torah's mechadesh, even for that person, you can do tshuva. I'll always be mechadesh a way for you to do tshuva. You can give it to a Kohen. Says Ishbitzer, that's why the Rambam wants to learn. The Rambam wants to learn tshuva from that parsha. That even when you would think someone couldn't do tshuva at all, in that place, Torah's mechadesh, the mitzvah of tshuva. Even there's no one to return it to. So give it to a Kohen, what counted as tshuva? There are always ways to do tshuva. But either way, that's Rambam Shita, the mitzvah of Vidoy. The Rambam thinks Vidoy is a mitzvah. What about tshuva? There's a lot of Rambam.
Sometimes it sounds like it is a mitzvah. Sometimes it sounds like it isn't a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is a very, very famous formulation. The Rambam as follows. Kol mitzvah shebet Torah, bein asa, bein look, bein ase, bein lo ase, pas, negative commandments, im aver adam al achas mehen, bein bezom, bein shogeg. If you mess up and you violate them, kis she yase tshuva, v'yoshuv mecheto, chayev lizvados. Says the Rambam, when you do tshuva, you're chayev to do vidoy. That line of kishe yase tshuva, much ink, figuratively and probably literally, had been spilled over that word in Rambam. Kishe yase tshuva. What does it sound like in Rambam? Not that tshuva is a chiyav, but if you want to do tshuva, so then you have a chiyav to do vidoy. But maybe there's no mitzvah per se to do tshuva. The Minchas Chinuch understands Rambam like that. Salvechik very famously argued in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, the Rav argued that, in fact, there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to do tshuva. But Jack, it was my 11th Tolkien Rebbe in TBC. I think he told us once that he was driving himself Salvechik somewhere. He was the Rav Shamash, and the Rav is older. And Jack was going to give shir somewhere that night. So the Rav said to him, what's the topic of your shir? The doctor said, the machlokas between you and the Minchas Chinuch about whether it's a mitzvah of tshuva. Amazing. No? I was very moved by that. Like, it's a walking, like, shita with you at all times. You know, like, Machlokas in you and the Minchas Chinuch about that. Like, how amazing is that? Honestly, second person, third person, I don't know. But, like, it was very, very powerful. I think that was the topic of the shir. I don't know. Cool. Says, so comes along something, there is a mitzvah, there is a mitzvah. Comes along the Meshech Chachma in that context. He's holding in all of this. He knows the discussion about the mitzvah of tshuva, if it is a mitzvah or not. He knows about this Rambam of Kishayasa tshuva. He's all over that. He knows sometimes Rambam speaks to emphasize his vidoy, sometimes speaks to tshuva. He's holding in all of that scene, He's also bothered by Pasuk and Chumash, where the Pasuk seems to say that Bnei Yisrael seems to do some sort of a tshuva, but it's a tshuva which the Ramban emphasizes didn't have a real vidoy. Something's missing there. The Shabbat says, what's pshat in the mitzvah of tshuva? He's going to teach us a chiddush about the mitzvah of tshuva. It's one that is fascinating. And it begins by him asking a different question.
Hashem Chachma says as follows. How is there a mitzvah of tshuva? How is there a mitzvah of tshuva?
I don't understand. The same reason why you weren't allowed. He says, if tshuva means stopping to sin, tshuva means I stop sinning. So you know why I have to stop speaking Lashon Hara? Not because of tshuva, but because of the iser to speak Lashon Hara. If I didn't wake up every morning for Shacharis, the guy says, I gotta do tshuva. Gotta wake up tomorrow morning for Shacharis. So, no. Every morning for Shacharis, did you have a chiyuv too? Wake up in the morning for Shacharis. Not because of tshuva. Says the Meshech Chachma, tshuva doesn't teach me that, like, you have to stop sinning. You have to stop sinning because you have to stop sinning. The original Avera is still there. He quotes a very scary and somewhat well-known Rambam Perusha Mishnah in Meseches Nazir, where the Rambam writes, like, a Nazir who just, like, blatantly violates, you know, he's drinking wine and wine and wine. Like, every bit that he drinks, he's getting punished for. Like, it's not like, oh, once you did it once, now you're in the clear, like, Nasluk Heter, it's Heter Mamish. Like, I violated the Avera enough times, and now I'm good. I can just keep on. No, every time you do it, there's a certain Avera which is present. So what's the mitzvah of tshuva? Either way, you have to start getting up in the morning. Either way, I have to speak Lashon Hara. Either way, I have to start wearing tefillin every day. Either way, I have to start eating kosher. Either way, I have to do these things. So what exactly is the chiddush of the mitzvah of tshuva? So says the Meshech Chachma as follows. It's a two different mahalchim, each of which is wildly intriguing and important. The first mahalchim, the Meshech Chachma, is like this. You know what it means that you have to do tshuva? Of course you have to stop sinning. That's why the Rambam says, Kishe Yaseh Tshuva. He's not saying you don't have a chiyuv to stop sinning. He's saying, there's another reason. I had to stop sinning because the Torah told me to wear tefillin. So I have to start wearing tefillin. Torah said, eat kosher. I've started eating kosher. Torah said, whatever it says, I have to start doing. It must be, therefore, that what's the chiddush of the mitzvah of tshuva at Meshech Chachma? The chiddush is vidoy. The chiddush isn't to stop sinning. The chiddush is that you have a way, if you follow a particular process and that mitzvah of vidoy, of not just becoming better going forward, but of fixing a past. The chiddush of tshuva isn't that to stop sinning. It's that I can fix what took place in the past through the mitzvah of vidoy. What does vidoy involve? It's ki yodea ba'atzmo. I have to own up the fact that I sinned. Bonus all of my sins. Umevakesh kapara. That part of the mitzvah of vidoy is
have to ask for forgiveness. It's an interesting thing, because sometimes in the tshuva process, people get very caught up in the al-chetzin, of mentioning sin, whether you should or shouldn't speak before Yom Kippur, a little bit about that world. But part of vidui is also asking for forgiveness. Hashem, please forgive me. I know I messed up. I forgot my anniversary. Can you please forgive me? That's the second part of vidui. Mishchachma says, is there a mitzvah to do tshuva? There's a mitzvah to stop sinning because of your original chiyuv. What's the mitzvah of tshuva? The mitzvah of tshuva is to engage in vidui. The next step is that once I've stopped sinning, so now I can engage in vidui. What's vidui? Vidui is that I say, I know I sinned, and I want things to be better. But then the mitzvah goes one step further. He suggests maybe actually there's something beyond just vidui if the person wants to do tshuva well. Maybe there's an additional element. Shachma points out, based on a Rambam in Hilchos Deos, is the Rambam that we know. The Rambam understands that with the vast majority of traits, a person should be in the middle. A person should have a certain degree of balance. The Rambam understood a certain kind of moderate approach to a variety of things. The middle of the road. The Kutzker Rebbe, somewhat famously, was a little bit of an extremist. The Rebbe used to say, the middle of the road, it's a great place for horses. Humans who want to be great, sometimes you got to live in extremes. But the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in the beginning, so he's really into the idea of middle of the road being moderate in many of our midos, a certain kind of balance. That idea, stam, is always an important one. It's always an important one because sometimes we celebrate extremism. Sometimes the more extreme that something is, the more we assume it's more accurate or it's holier or that it's better. And sometimes extremism is more a function of a lack of balance and solid mental health. Sometimes it's that. So we're striving for balance. The Rambam, when he says middle of the road, he does not mean to look around at the world and for you to try to be like in the middle, go with medium mode, whatever you want to be, that you're in the middle of all people. He doesn't mean to look around, so just hang out with people, hang out in a scene where no one's doing anything, and I'm middle of the road. He means a certain kind of balance, albeit incredibly ambitious in the way you use your time, but a certain kind of balance in your midos. The Rambam understands that even though that's true, there are situations where a person has to forego their balance. Situations where a person has to go to one extreme. The Rambam is going to probably talk about this. A person has to go to one extreme. Why does a person have to go to one extreme? Because, like a person, mashal mahadavar doma, a person who is sick or who is ill, so sometimes it's part of that process, that therapeutic process, that healing process, has to do things that a normal, healthy person wouldn't do. You go to an opposite extreme so you can get back to a middle, but sometimes have to go back to an opposite extreme, A person, as an example, it's important to have a very normal and healthy diet, If a person happens to be at one extreme, and one of them, sometimes the response, again, done well and with proper sort of like mental health perspectives, has to go and do things that a normal, healthy person would not do as far as their diet to get back to a healthy place. First, has to find on some level, a middle of has to go to an extreme before they get to a middle ground. Suggest the Meshech Chachma as follows. You know what the mitzvah of tshuva entails? Of course I have to stop sinning anyway. Of course I have to stop doing any avera which I was doing. Of course. But the mitzvah of tshuva isn't just a chiddush that I have to engage in vidui and hopefully get forgiveness. But rather, the mitzvah of tshuva is a particular pathway. That part of the mitzvah of tshuva taught us that if a person wants to rectify their actions, that sometimes that process may look short-term a little bit extreme. It may look short-term a little bit not like they're in the middle, so much. They have to go somewhat in an extreme way. So we said this as follows. Ulam, yes midas tshuva asher titachin kitischadesh rak acharei shekvar avra aleha. There may be a special idea of tshuva which you can only do once you've messed up, once you've sinned. And that is zeu kfi mashbayim rabbeinu, the Rambam writes shmona prakim, ki kemo she'achol yisrape b'dvarim marim hefach tivo, like a person who is sick gets
fixed gets helped by going to a certain extreme, so too when it comes to the mitzvah of tshuva, a person sometimes has to go to a particular extreme to be able to get to where they want to go. So mitzvah chachma, that I think is part of the mitzvah of tshuva. What a chavi said so far, and then spend like three more minutes just elaborating on a particular idea. Yeah, that the mitzvah of tshuva isn't just vidoy, it's knowing to go to an extreme to come back to a more balanced place. So if I didn't wear tefillin sometimes, or that's the following idea. If a person engaged in arayos, so the process of tshuva isn't just to stop sinning. That was because the iser to do arayos, I have to stop sinning. The mitzvah of tshuva, one level, is to engage in vidoy and to ask kapara. But it's also, special chachma, to bring myself back to a more balanced and healthy place, which requires sometimes going to an extreme. It points out from Chazal that David HaMelech, after he messed up with Bathsheba, assuming that he called over David and Atella, assuming that he did maybe mess up a little bit, that David HaMelech went to a bit of an extreme as far as separating himself from certain women that maybe he was even mutter to be with before he could get back to a more balanced approach. And part of tshuva is going to an extreme in order to get back to a more balanced place. We saw the following. Meshech Chachma introduces two yesodos. Those yesodos are really based on more or less primary sources. It's diyukim in psukim. So first he says, why does the re'ani no say lefnechem hayom? Why does it shift? Meshech Chachma, based on a Sefer Karman and Ramban, based on Agra, because when a person has an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And it's an amazing opportunity. You take advantage of it, it's unbelievable. If you don't, it's all the more, it can cause a lot of damage. The second idea, the mitzvah of tshuva, isn't the mitzvah to stop sinning. That on your own you have to do. The mitzvah of tshuva is to do vidoy and sometimes to go to a particular extreme. I want to just talk for, again, about maybe 2 minutes. There's something I think important here in the Meshech Chachma with both ideas. People in life sin at times. There's a world of chet. People who sin, person who messes up. So even if Naaseh Slo Kehetker, the Gemara, even if we get used to it a little bit, and it's like which is standard, the vast majority of people that I interact with, when I interact with, always would love to not be engaging in that sin. We'd love to be the kinds of people who get to a result where we feel like we're balanced well, we feel like we're behaving in a way which we want to behave in, we feel like we're not messing up with sins the same way. What the Meshech Chachma does in the two steps we saw is he gives, number one, a source of chizuk with a bit of musr. Chizuk is an amazing opportunity to fix things. A little bit of musr, there's the opportunity for chayim, also the opportunity for maves, so take advantage of it, to give that chizuk. In the second piece, Meshech Chachma engages what we call the methodology of tshuva. What does tshuva actually entail? What do I actually have to do? And he described for us what the end game is. What the end game is. The methodology is to stop sinning, to engage in vidoy. I messed up. I asked forgiveness. And sometimes to go to a bit of an extreme in the short term before you come back to a more balanced middle. The Meshech Chachma ends with a very important point, because part of the question in life in general is clarifying what my goal actually is. So what's the goal of a tshuva process? So the goal of tshuva, points out the Meshech Chachma, is a balanced middle. Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. A tshuva, the Torah says, to get back to Hashem in a more balanced middle. Sometimes it's an important yisod, because sometimes the idea of tshuva and wanting to become better leads us to an extreme. It leads us to wanting to swing in a very, very extreme kind of a way. But sometimes it leads us to a place that maybe isn't as balanced and isn't as healthy. The Rambam teaches, and Meshech Chachma elaborates, in that place of a healthy, balanced personality, which is ambitious in learning and ambitious in davening, and ambitious in the way we say brachos, and ambitious in the way we interact with other people, sensitivity, with family members, with friends, with broader people, that place of balance and health, that place is a place which is Ad Hashem Elokecha. That place is a place when you're ambitious but balanced, which leads you to Ribono Shel Olam. Meshech Chachma says, that's the end game. The end game is not extremism. The end game is a degree of balance, as Ram described it, balance in our midos, in the way we interact. Passionate, fiery, Torah and mitzvot, not Mas Hashem, for sure. But balance in our interactions and in our midos, that's something which becomes critically important. That's something which gives us a lot of opportunities for real success. The Meshech Chachma and Tshuva, the way he says it, Shabbat Psukim,
he's grounded by Yilech. The reason why tshuva wasn't really forgiven was because even if you stop sinning, it's not with that methodology of a vidoy and extreme. So it's not the full kind of a tshuva which is going to be there. Be that as it may, it was a wonderful week. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.